Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about episode 800 and what we've learned from our members. I can't believe that it's episode 800.
Yay! Can everybody see this? Yay! I'm so happy, so excited. This is it. 800.
This is clearly a battle that I lost.
What?
This, backdrop today.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're celebrating. Congrats. This is from our team. We're so excited, so happy. We have a lot to say, and I have to say, because this is such a monumental... People have shows for years and don't hit show 800. I mean, let's think about this. I mean, I can't believe... Now I'm thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to hit 1,000 at some point here. But
yeah.
I just want to share right now real quick, hang out for the end because I have something special. I have something really special.
Of course you do.
I do. It's going to be really, really good. So going to want to hang out and watch at the end.
We're really here to talk about...
Oh.
Besides this commerce celebration is... what we have learned from our members since we started
doing our podcast or Land Academy.
So I'm right in the middle of filming Land Academy 2.0 to be released in late September. Late September. And it's going well. And I've been really looking back at what the difference is and what has happened since Land Academy 1.0 or a cash flow from land program.
Mm-hmm.
And it has traces all the way back on paper and on notepads and stuff like this.
Yeah.
Traces back to January of 2015. And I think we released the program.
It was July 2015.
Okay, so there was about a 6-month period where we tried
That's
to figure out
doing.
How to work a camera and things like that, which we still don't clearly know how to do. But it's better at least.
It's much better.
There's lights and stuff.
Yeah.
And you can probably hear us, which is different
Hopefully.
Than back then.
Yeah.
But truly, truly, what has changed for me, or what I learned, what's the big difference between then and now is, back then it was all about us. It was all about what we did and how we accomplished purchasing and selling 15,000 properties, generating over $20 million. And we have people in our group that are crazily exceeding that. Yep. We have people in our group that are generating millions of dollars of equity per month, believe it or not. A handful of them, about 30 or 40 people in our group that are just have absolutely surpassed. I never thought that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I mean, it's an unintended consequence that it makes me, and I'm sure Jill is the same way, it makes me feel great.
I have a lot to say to that when we get to the meat of the show.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
I'm jumping ahead.
You're good. You're excited, too.
I know. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the Land Investors online community. It's free.
I'm not sure what his name is. Ass.
It's a member.
Okay.
Who didn't give us
he
their
just
name.
Was like, anonymous asks, thank you. What has been the hardest and easiest topic to discuss on the show so far? How and where do you find your information to keep up to date with your real estate business? What do I need to do first? Thank you.
That's an interesting big picture question. It's not typical for what we get.
I'm
usually
trying to
it's
think here.
Really a real detailed question about it's good. I like it.
You want me to go first? You want to go first?
The first question is, what's the most difficult question to deal with so far? Go ahead.
On the show. The most difficult question to deal with so far is on the show is nebulous questions. How's that?
Like this question?
Well, kind of like this one. No, I mean... guys, and sometimes there's questions that people ask you that you can't really give an answer because you don't have all the facts. Like, how do I do this deed with this? And well, there's six different things that I need to know to answer that question.
Yeah.
So, and it's not that I can't answer that question. And sometimes it's hard because I don't have all the facts. And I feel like I don't want to answer wrong because I don't have all the facts. I have to be kind of nebulous back. So for me, those are the hardest. What's the hardest for you?
I saw an interview a couple years ago with Barry Manilow, and the interviewer said, every time you play the song Mandy, what are you really thinking about in your head? Are you thinking, how disgusted you are with this song and this is seven millionth trying to sung it, or do you truly enjoy it? And he said, he looked at the camera and said, I will never truly answer that question.
Oh. So that's your answer?
No.
Oh.
The most difficult topic for me to discuss on a show or anywhere is, does this really work?
Oh.
Can you really send letters out and buy property for half of its actual value? So I'm actually, I'll never answer that truthfully again. We don't know.
I don't try. Yeah. You know, even when I talk to people, I mean, I don't want to convince anyone.
I don't either.
The people who find us already understand it and get it, and they love it. And
exactly,
that's fine.
Yeah.
And they just have a few little tweaks. Sure, I'll help you understand that or that. But for me to sit and try to talk someone to this, or, you know, which I will never do, or really try to do that, you're right. I won't even go there. So
the second part of the question is what's the easiest, or let's say most fun? I'll edit the question.
Oh,
for you.
The easiest question that I get to handle, or the easiest topic is, I guess when people say, can I do this? And I can say, yeah, if you can understand this, like, if you're not afraid of spreadsheets, if you're not afraid of data, and you can take a step back, you know, it's more, that's, I don't know if it's a mindset, I don't know if you want to call it that, but that's the easiest for me. I can kind of say, all right, if you can do this, you can do that. And people will say, okay. And then I say, and by the way, we're all here to help you. Okay, got it. That takes some of the fear out of it.
So I'm filming, I keep saying it, but I'm filming Land Academy 2.0, and I just addressed this topic, the one that you just said, can mm-hmm. I do this? Can I do it? If someone hands you, you're an adult, assuming you're an adult, and someone hands you a guitar, and they say, you know, would you like to be an expert playing the guitar? You're going to know in your head if you can do it or not.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to.
That's good.
Before you can even, if the words even come out of your mouth, you're going to have a flash of a feeling like, oh yeah, if I put the time in, I can play a guitar. Or, I tried to play the guitar one time and I was really interested in it, but I ran out of time and it didn't work. Or if you're like me and specifically on the guitar, you're going to say, there is no chance that I am going to be able to play this guitar. I could put 100 hours in a week and I will not end up playing this guitar well because it's not in my wheelhouse.
Right.
So that's how I would answer that question. Can you do this? You know the answer.
Yep.
And we're not, we don't know. We don't know you like you know you.
All right, let's get to the next one because I want to get to the meat of the show here too.
You can go over it because this is special.
Okay. How and where do you, but everybody's waiting for the end because I have something really special.
Oh.
How and where do you find your information to keep up to date with your real estate business?
How and where do
we get information? I know where I get it.
Where, Jill?
Well, like everywhere, everywhere and anywhere. It's hard to say this. But I perk up, well, I'll give you everything from reading everything online to the other day, you and one of our children were in the kitchen talking about real estate in a certain market, and you asked the Google on the counter to give you some stats for the city, and we all fell over going, it went up how much in the last 30 days?
So we have this Google, you know, I ask Google, just like...
So I get it from every single possible thing, including random questions like that.
Believe it or not, though, the Seattle market,
yeah,
end over end, this is for houses now, not mm-hmm. for land, is increases by $20,000 a month right now.
It did last
buy
month.
A property for 100 grand, it's going to go up 20 grand.
It's amazing.
In 1 month.
Average.
Truly amazing.
Yep. What about you for your information?
I think really what this person is asking is how do they keep up with us?
Oh,
so, well, stay with us. We have a daily podcast.
We'll help you.
We have a weekly blog that uh-huh. one of our members does, which is kind of on topic for today.
Yeah.
I mean, there's tons of information. We have probably 15 websites that have to deal with different tools. And so go to landacademy.com and click on start here. That's what you do first if you haven't done it.
Cool. And then that answers what do I need to do first?
Exactly.
You got
it. You like that?
I do.
Today's topic, episode 800. What have we learned from our members? This is the meat of the show. Go ahead, Jill. I know you wrote a lot of notes, which is really...
I have something... I was just thinking about something funny today as I was driving in, thinking about this show and what I wanted to say. And it's so funny is because I remember a year and a half or so ago when our members would... It was very common that I would talk to people and they'd say, you know what? I went back. I just spent a whole weekend, or I was driving cross country. They were doing something. I went back to the beginning.
Yeah.
And I listened to every one of your episodes.
I hear that once in a while, too.
And it was so funny because I remember going, wow, okay, that's cool. I haven't heard that in a while because up until today, there are 799, actually more than that, because we had a few little offshoot
can you imagine?
Shows in the beginning. Remember that? We had a few little ones. So if you really dig, you'll find some older ones that aren't numbered so that we have a little more than 800, but as of right now, officially, for the Land Academy show, it's 800 episodes, which is
I don't know if you can binge listen to 800 shows. If you can, that's a special kind of problem you have.
Yeah, please don't hurt yourself. Usually, so now I talk to people and they're like, I just say, how long have you been listening? They're like, oh my gosh, like the last 2 or 3 months. Okay, that's great.
Right,
I love it. It's good. So. What I was thinking, you were talking about what we learned from our members and how it's transitioned. I love that. Do you want to expand on that?
Well, yeah. I mean, in the beginning, it was all about us. So I hit on this in the beginning of this episode. And it was all about explaining how we completed more than 15,000 deals and our trials and tribulations and stories and the things you have to get over and overcome and the celebrations and all of it. And it quickly changed. I mean, in the first probably 6 months, it quickly changed to being not about us, which is great.
Right.
And about our members and the dramatic successes that they continue to completely have.
Exactly.
And then it became, hey, a whole series of, for a year it was, well, it'd be really cool online if we could look up a property and actually find it because there's no real physical mailing address.
Right.
So we designed Parcel Fact. And then it just kept going. It'd be great if you guys could do the mail merge for us and get it in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And so we created offers to owners. And there was a whole series of websites that I cover in the whole 2.0. But it became about...
A community.
Listening to this community.
A community.
The other thing, too, is that which truly, I had no idea this would happen. If there's anything you're concerned about as a member or a potential member, there's somebody in this group who just experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's probably somebody before then that experienced it 2 or 3 months ago or 6 months ago.
Exactly.
So we created landinvestors.com, which is a completely free online collaboration site. So we're getting crazy reports back constantly of people. Jill and I just reviewed online with some people on the East Coast, a 300 plus unit deal that they're going to clear. We're probably going to do it with them. I'm not sure yet. They will clear more than $1 million on the deal inside of probably 18 months, maybe 12 to 18 months.
Right.
So that's what it's about now.
I know.
It's not about us at all any longer. And I love that.
Even our members have expanded. So we've got more members. The community has grown. They brought in a partner. I hear that all the time. Even with we have some live events coming up in the next, 4 weeks and then one in 6 weeks. They're bringing their partners in with them. So it's going to be really, really cool.
When I started this, it was, my idea. And then Jill loved it. Because if it was just me sitting around, I would have had the idea. I would have written down a bunch of stuff, probably spent 2 weeks on it and never done anything about it. But Jill loved the idea. And the reason I didn't want to do it is because I don't want to,
Which idea?
Land Academy
itself.
Okay,
thank you.
Even just sharing this whole concept.
Right.
And so, thank you.
Well, thank you.
But, because I didn't have, if I had known what it would become and how the group itself does well together and we actually are better together than we would be apart, I would have jumped in and done it for sure. I wouldn't have believed it. If somebody sat down and said, this is what's going to happen, I would have said, great, where do I start? I'm starting right now.
That's true.
It's just not the case. One of the things that, the reasons that I think that happened is, Jill, is, and I talk about this in the program, it's just you and me.
Yeah.
We make all the decisions.
It's true.
We don't have investors. We don't have partners. Yeah. So we can really adjust
quickly
and create things that our members need.
Exactly.
Like our members are dying to move to add product types to buying rural vacant land.
Mm-hmm.
And so Land Academy 2.0 is all about infill lots, lots in an urban area.
Right.
And then House Academy, which we'll launch in January. which is all about wholesaling houses, where it's same concept, you know, send a bunch of letters out, get some responses, buy the property, never go see it.
Exactly.
It's inefficient. And mark it up.
Yep. Thank you.
So it's truly been a great, you know, it's not past tense by any stretch.
Well, I've learned a lot of little things from our members. You know, I mean, we have some, you started to touch on it here. We have some amazing marketers in our community. We have some amazing video people in our community. We have some people who have done some amazing websites in our community.
Yeah.
And especially we have some people that have negotiated some incredible deals. We have members that are partnering up and helping each other financially get deals done. It's just so fun. I'm trying to think what I've learned. You know what the number one thing I think I've learned from my members, and it just came to me. I did not think about this. I think that through this whole process, I thought that, which is what we sat down to do 3.5 years ago with Land Academy, it was just step by step by step by step, all the little processes that you need to know to do this, right? Which we did, shared our whole business model, really. And what's the missing, not missing, but the extra oomph to it is the, how do I say this? I keep using the word mindset, and I don't want to overuse that word, but the motivation or something like that. It really is more in here. You know, I've seen people.
Teaching the real estate part of this is easy.
It is. I have learned. Well, then that's stuff you can't teach, by the way. Man, I've seen people come from, you know, not great situations, turning all around in our community just because they were motivated and not going to quit, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just so awesome. I love it. So
we're obviously happy about it.
Oh, yeah.
We're happy about episode 800.
Yeah. This is really, really cool.
Yeah, somebody said you guys will do 800 episodes. I'd have said that's funny.
Right? Especially on episode 200, we're ready to kill each other.
It's been a few times.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I haven't gone back. We should go back and listen to some of the old ones. I haven't in a while. Have you? Okay.
I do it because I don't do it for the content. I do it for audio production reasons.
Yeah.
And these shows are better.
I've learned you have to take a step back. You've got to listen to people because a lot of our members have had some really good ideas and things that I might not have considered or thought about. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try that. And sure enough, it works.
So we have a less than a 2% attrition rate every month. So less than about 1 to 1.5% of our active members choose to leave every month. And we ask them why. And not one has ever said, you know, the quality of this whole group or the content of the education is not up to my standard. They all say some version of, I just don't have enough time.
Or life is in the way. And they'll be back.
Yeah.
And they have come back.
Yeah. Can you suspend,
I love seeing the people that come back.
Can you suspend my subscription?
You know,
a lot of people come back.
They do. And it's awesome. I'm so glad. Can I take a moment to share my thing real quick now? Okay, good. As we're wrapping up this topic, I want to share what we have going on. And this is starting today. So this is on Friday and it's going to run through Monday through Labor Day. So for show 800, everyone, if you go and check out, it says the coupon code show 800 will give you $800 off. I don't recall doing one that good. And I think I did like a year and a half ago. So this is pretty good. So, all right, through Monday, everyone, I'm showing this on the screen right now. For those of you who are listening, it's on the screen for everybody watching. So it says show 800 for $800 off through Monday, 9/3/2018.
It's like a PBS telethon.
Remember I used to do that? Remember the old days in that Scottsdale office? I'm trying to keep it here on screen for everybody. So.
I wonder if it's backwards on screen, though. We'll find out.
No. You're so
it's
cute.
Show, SHOW 800.
Yep.
If it's backwards.
If you put that in, gives you $100 off. I'm sure it won't be backwards. You're hilarious.
Join us the next time where we discuss Offers Academy, other places that data works for you, and we answer questions. Post it on landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
We just changed places again.
You did, and that's okay.
Because even after 800 shows,
I know,
I can't read cue cards.
That's okay. I'm leaving this up because it's so good. I want everyone to see it. So what do you think? 800 shows. What do you have to say now? Are you glad you did it?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Are you glad you did it with me?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Nothing. Do you have any regrets at all about that?
No, it's kind of funny to point out, though, in the very beginning that I was not supposed to be. It wasn't the Steve and Jill show. It was you with a guest and different things.
Yeah, Jill was never supposed to be on the show.
I was a fill-in. I kept being a fill-in, and then it worked out that I was then the permanent fill-in, which I'm sure a lot of shows go like that.
Yeah.
You know? So thank you.
Thank God.
Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening, or if you're watching here on YouTube and you're looking at my coupon code. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.